A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is a sixth month for her who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Sisters and brothers, the gospel of the Lord. Praise. Good afternoon again, everyone. My name is Kevin MacDonald, a Redemptorist priest stationed in St. Croix in the Virgin Islands, and I work in the English-speaking Caribbean. And it's truly an honor to be here at St. Patrick's for the Triduum of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. There are not many words in Scripture that are attributed to Mary, so the few words that we have, we need to reflect deeply on their meaning. Tonight, in the Gospel, we heard the first two things that Mary said. Can you remember the first? It was, "How can this be?" In other words, Mary questioned. She reflected. She investigated. She didn't take everything at face value. She needed to probe more deeply. She needed to find the truth. How can this be? What a marvelous model for us in the 21st century. You know, so often we're learned in many subjects, but our understanding of our faith remains back in junior high school level. But Mary models for us that it's good to question, how can this be that religion throughout the centuries has been so divisive? How can this be that there is still so much suffering in the world? How can this be that the universe is still expanding? And this God of the cosmos is concerned about us, a tiny little spot in this vast universe. How can this be? Do you remember her second words in Scripture? "I am the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done to me according to your word. Mary didn't have a blueprint of her life. She had no idea that someday she'd be holding the lifeless body of her son in her arms. She knew that she wouldn't have all the answers, that she would never be truly satisfied in knowing God. God would always be other. God will always be mystery. That there would come a point in her life, as well as in ours, where we need to acknowledge our radical dependence upon God. That we need to say, "Your will be done, not mine." That we all need to step out in faith into those uncharted territory where we don't know what's coming next, but we know that God will always be with us. And finally, her last words in Scripture, I'll give you a hint, the wedding feast of Cana. Do whatever he tells you. Again, what marvelous advice from our mother. Our prayers don't stop with her. She redirects them. She brings them to her son. And what does Jesus tell us? What words does he want us to hear? Well, the same words that he spoke in the first century. Repent. The kingdom of God is in your midst. The kingdom of God is now, right now. And we need to repent. We need to turn again and deepen our conversion on a daily basis. St. Alphonsus, the founder of the Redemptorist, would always say, while there's breath, there's hope. We'll never be beyond the pale of God's mercy. So Mary, our Mother of Perpetual Help, is still teaching us, still witnessing and modeling that we need to question. We need to ask those difficult questions. How can this be? But eventually, we need to acknowledge that we're not going to have all the answers. It comes down to faith. And finally, her final words are probably the most profound, and that's to do whatever he tells us.